poll, 55% of GOP/independent voters say Secretary Pete has failed to address supply chain crisis. By Penny Star on December 20, 2021. The majority of Republican and independent voters say Democrat Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has failed to fix the ongoing supply chain crisis that has left container ships stranded offshore and shelves empty at retailers across the country, according to poll released Monday. The poll, commissioned by the Convention of States Action and conducted by the Trafalgar Group, found 55% of GOP and independent voters believe Buttigieg is doing a poor job as Transportation Secretary. Given that Secretary Buttigieg was very, very quietly on leave as this global crisis was brewing, we're impressed that his numbers aren't even worse, Mark Meckler, president of Convention of States Action, said of the poll. We believe this is due to the fact that many Americans aren't even aware he is supposed to be doing something about the supply chain. Mayor Pete wanted us to elect him as president, yet his first test of leadership at the national level has been an embarrassing failure, Meckler said. Other findings of the poll, which surveyed more than 1,000 2022 election voters conducted December 4 to December 7, included just 14.8% say Biden is doing a fair job. Only 14.5% say he is doing a good job. 53.3% of independent voters say Buttigieg is doing a poor job of handling the supply chain crisis. 25.1% say Buttigieg is doing a fair job. 6.4% say Buttigieg is doing a good job, and 15.2% say an excellent job. 81.4% of Republican voters say U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is doing a poor job of handling the supply chain crisis. 7.6% say he is doing a fair job. 5.9% say Buttigieg is doing a good job, and 5.1% say an excellent job. 32.7% of Democrat voters say Buttigieg is doing a poor job of handling the supply chain crisis. 14.7% say he is doing a fair job, 27.9% say a good job, and 24.7% say an excellent job. The poll has a margin of error of 2.98 percentage points. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.